Good friend Kevin Rasmussen goes for a hunt. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I was with my brother-in-law, my nephew, and I was with my son. So four of us were off hunting. We said, well, we're going to go to the end of this road, blast the mountains. We see something we do. If not, we're just going to drive home. So we get out there towards the end, and there's these two bucks sitting there. So I get out of the car. I think I chamber my rifle, but I don't. And I have a guy on the glass trying to see if it's a legal buck, and it is. So it pokes its head out the trigger and nothing happens. Turns out my magazine fell out in the car out of my rifle. So when I cycled the bolt, basically nothing went in there. And I'm feeling like an idiot, and it starts running and running. So now we get up on top of this big rock, like cliff looking thing, down, looking down this canyon, and we see one of the bucks. And we're probably 500 yards off, I'd guess. Snowing a little bit sideways and windy. And so anyway, I ended up taking a couple shots at this buck, and I get it down. And so it's laying there, you know, just on its side, not moving. So we sit up on that rock for a while, and probably 2 minutes later, we look at the spotting scopes, it's still laying there. And we're like, okay, it's down. It's not moving. It's definitely a kill. And so we walk back to the car. We drive around down towards it as far as we can. We walk down there. We don't have a rifle with us. All we have is our pistols. So I go down right where it's at. I remember a downed tree, so it was right there. I go, it was right here. It's gone.
I don't know about you folks out there, but for me, that's the worst thing that could happen. Where is the deer? What's next? Follow a blood trail? Sure, if there is one. Let's find out tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.